I love coffee, I love tea, I love the jabba jab and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the jabba and me, yeah. A cup.
Hey, does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pile of coffee. Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee? Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee?
Having conversations about society, one cup at a time. Coffee with R.W.
Un cafecito.
Pour yourself a cup and join us.
Es un cafecito.
Oh man, what's going on, everybody? How's it going? Oh yes, I hope you guys got your cup of coffee in the morning or whenever you get it. For some reason, I like to have a coffee in the midday, in the afternoon, whenever I feel like I need it. And that's why I probably got a little twitch. But anyway, thank you everybody for joining. This is Coffee with RW, yours truly, Ralph William. And I want to say thank you for joining me. Please hit that follow, like, review wherever you are listening to the podcast. Greatly appreciate you. Thank you very much. So let's get started. I hope you guys got your cup of coffee. I got mine. Good old faithful Folgers Colombian with some silk almond milk coffee creamer and some turmeric, because you need a little turmeric in your life. It's anti-inflammatory and we got to lower down inflammation in the body. Come on now. You know what kind of world we're living in. So without further ado, let me pour you a cup. There you go. Just in case you don't have one, top me off. And join me in a nice celebratory sip of coffee. Oh, man. Sometimes it's so good you need to double. You need a double dip. Oh, man. Now, that's good. Now, you didn't think Mr. A will come in to someone slurping a cup of coffee, right, Mr. A? Good morning to you, buddy. Speaking of slurping, Mr. A, how's it? No, I'm just kidding. Hope everything is going well with you, buddy. For those of you that don't know, I do a live morning show on Podbean, a Podbean app that you can download if you want to check out my show plus other shows. And you can interact in the chat with me or any host. But I also have an internet radio station that you can also download where you can hear music, more talk radio. It's W-ESN, the Epic Strategies Network. You can find it on your Google Play Store or your Apple Store. And you can join us there as well. You can check out the website, epicstrategiesnetwork.com. You can even ask your Alexa devices to play WESN. You can say, Alexa, start WESN live. And she will, and you'll tune in to what's going on at the station. Speaking of tune in, someone who's always tuned in. What's up, Mama Bear? How are you? What's going on, Lingalonga? All good. Hold up. Mr. A says something. All good, just freezing over here. Yo, bro, how is the weather over there by you? How bad is it? I hope it's not that bad. Caps, good morning, my friend. I hope you're doing good. Oh, hi. Thank you. Thank you, Mama Bear. I hope you're good. I hope you guys are doing good.
I'm making coffee. Anybody want me? I'm making coffee. I'm having a cup of coffee. Does anybody want coffee? Because I'm having a cup of coffee.
Thanks, buddy. Yes, yeah, so am I. So are you. So are all of us. We're going to have a nice cup of coffee in the morning. Got some things to kind of upset you, but hey, That's the nature of the beast. Mr. A says everything covered. Oh man, in about inch of ice, and it's like 20 degrees out. Man, I hope. As far as I know, I hope we're not getting any over here on the East Coast in PA. I hope we're not getting any of that here. I heard some of your show this morning. Thank you. I appreciate that, Mama Bear. Thank you. You can listen to my show along with other great shows on WESN, the Epic Strategies Network, like The Gray Area, who comes on at 9 in the morning, Slacker 82 Alpha, The Old Man's Podcast with Dana Joe and Eric Kirk. You can find them on Podbean Live and later on WESN. Man, this cup of coffee is good. All right, let's get into it, guys. Let's start getting upset. Not necessarily upset, because a lot of people, Bill Maher has been giving us great clips. Now, Bill Maher, if you're not familiar with him, he's I think he's on HBO, Showtime, I'm not sure. But he's known as a left-leaning personality who's also a comedian. And I think he's quite funny, to be honest with you. Very got that intellectual funny. But he's been putting out clips on attacking people who are more on the left side. Now, granted, it might not be that he's coming over to the other side. He's more of a comedian, and he's trying to attract an audience. Like, come on, you got to play the game. You got to know the game. He's trying to attract an audience that he's trying not to lose because of political views and political leanings going on out there, especially over here in the States. I know we have some listeners in other countries. Shout out to Caps. What's the haps? But here's Bill Maher really going to town on the left, I guess you can say.
It's time to do what a growing list of countries have done and announce. We're going back to something more like normal, beginning with recognizing that what we're doing to kids is unnecessary and horrible, and I don't even like kids. But making kids who have a COVID survivability rate of 99.98% mask up like bandits, unfortunately, the thing that's getting stolen is their education, their sanity, and their social skills. A study this week from a professor at Johns Hopkins concluded that the lockdowns we all suffered through had little impact in reducing COVID deaths. Okay, that's kind of a big one to get wrong. Last July, President Biden said, "You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations." Well, I already knew that was wrong then, and now we all do. The former director of the CDC, Robert Redfield, believes COVID originated in a lab, and now our intelligence agencies agree it might have. But for months on social media, it was banned to even discuss it. Look, I'm not saying the medical establishment isn't trying to figure shit out or that they're corrupt, although there is some of that. But how about just wrong? Wrong a lot. Wrong about HIV, wrong about lockdowns, wrong about kids, wrong about how you couldn't get it if you were vaccinated. Remember washing our packages? And there's never been any research showing that outdoor transmission is likely or common, yet LA County says we're still supposed to mask up for big outdoor events, like we'll be at the Super Bowl. Well, supposed to. It's all theater, watching athletes mix it up on the court and then mask on the sideline, not being able to touch a menu, but watching them touch my food. Maskless at dinner while sitting but not standing. And by the way, if Applebee's really cared about our health, they would make us cover our mouths after the food arrived. I'm just asking, how much wrong Do you get to be, while still holding the default setting for people who represent the science?
And that's a valid question, right? I mean, come on now. Hey, Brina, good morning. It's very crazy how these types of things, and even I was thinking about it, but yet I had to go along with it just to be, you know, chill with everybody. I didn't want to make a scene, but it really doesn't make any sense. Like, if you're going into a restaurant, why are you talking like that, Ralph? When you're going into a restaurant and they're telling you you have to wear a mask before you come in, but as soon as you sit down, you have to take it off. And it's like the virus doesn't travel below 4 feet or something like that. I don't know. And of course, the hypocrisy of everything, where you have governors and public figures who like to tell your kids to wear masks, but they don't wear it when it comes to photo ops. I believe her name is something Abrams. Forgot her name. Here in the United States. So she's going to get some backlash over that. And of course, you have the Newsoms, you have the Pelosis that just, they like to give rules to everybody, but yet they don't follow it. But that seems to be the rhetoric. That seems to be the whole issue with people in charge, especially now, that they like to implement, you know, rules and they don't follow. So I want to know how far their people are going to let them go in doing this without a backlash from everybody here, you know, for everybody, at least in the States. I know there's some backlash going on in Canada. Good for them. I keep hearing that there is the police are going to come in and they're taking away some fuels. They're going to try and remove trucks. I hope that's not the case. I hope some of them, some of the police over there come to a conclusion and know that, you know, this is not the right thing to do. I think there's a court order over there saying that a judge ordered that there should be no honking for like 10 days or something like that. And whoever does it, they get arrested. But I think just being planted there is a good enough statement, right? And if they want to stay there longer than 10 days, then they can go back to honking. I mean, hey, it is what it is, right? We'll see what happens. But moving on, I want to talk about, I really got to order these things, put things in order. But since we started on the vid, I talked about it briefly, and there's probably a video circulating a while around the interwebs. Is that a boomer thing to say or a Gen X thing to say? Anyway, when people do autopsies or people doing autopsies, they're finding little substances in the body from people that have gotten the jab. So there's this video circulating. I got a clip here, but I'm sure you can find it, you know, wherever you can. But this is a news anchor speaking, an interview with a doctor lady. And like I said before, everything that I play on my podcast and the live shows, you can find them in the description box below of the podcast. So you can look at it in full length and see the visuals and make your own decision. But this is a clip from that doctor who was interviewed by the news anchor talking about I forgot what you call them, but it's a guy that does autopsies and embalmings who has found the substances from people that have gotten the jab.
Incredible, incredible, this person coming forward. He's been seeing this for about a year. He just didn't know where to go with it. He had a connection in the DOD that coincidentally was one of my sources and connections. And so we all kind of came together. Now, his name is Richard Hirschman. He's a board certified funeral director and a board certified embalmer. Those are very specific, you know, levels of expertise.
Yeah, hopefully not a dead man walking after this.
Well, hopefully not. He does say that he is among a group of colleagues that have 20 years plus, just like he does, of experience in embalming people. And so this is very new. It's not like he hasn't seen hundreds of different types of clots all over the body.
Right.
So what happened? Here's the basic story. When he started embalming people around, you know, not that he started last year, but when he started seeing something unusual was when he was trying to introduce the embalming fluid, not to be too graphic, but it's pushed through the vascular system. And when he found resistance, Stu, what he did was he you know, moved around, he chose some other tools, and he tried to remove it, thinking it was like sort of an isolated blockage. And what he did, and I'm showing you in this first picture, is he pulled this clot out, but as he pulled it out, it became something that was the extent of the person's entire leg down to their foot. And it was almost like a wax, you know, mold of something, if you will, not using the term wax diagnostically, but when he pulled it out, you can see on the far left of this picture, there is a red blood clot, which he said, when I touch it, manipulate it, it, like any blood clot, it does kind of disintegrate and melt, you know, melt away. But as he moves down, and these are his words, not mine, he said this white fibrous piece that becomes the longer portion of it is very tough. It's stretchy. He can't break it very easily. He said it looks like it's emanating out of the clot. And his words, it appears that it's kind of feeding on the blood and the clot.
Yeah, and I saw the video of it, and I'm not very familiar with what blood clots supposed to look like, but that looked like quite different. Like black, kind of reminds me of Venom. Have you ever seen the movie Venom? And I'm sorry to have played that, Brina in the chat. She's like, as I'm pushing away my oatmeal. And that's good that you're starting your day with oatmeal. It's very healthy for you. It's good. Good. But those type of things are, it looks kind of weird when I was watching the video. Of course, you can watch the video yourself. Of course, you can find it on Rumble. And just a little side note, speaking of Rumble, shout out to Rumble offering Joe Rogan $100 million for his whole podcast catalog to come on over to Rumble if he's getting some problems with Spotify and everybody trying to cancel him. So big shout out to them for stepping up and trying to keep the freedom of speech alive and going. I'm sure that's going to be a nice bargaining chip for Joe Rogan to get even more money and doing the right thing. Now, of course, going on with his current, I don't want to say conspiracy, his current issue that he's having with people trying to cancel him over a clip. Of course, it's all taken out of context, but you guys can check out my Twitter on a latest TikTok that I shared of many other celebrities that have done more, is that proper English? More horrific or just horrific things. And nothing is being said to them. And if, you know, you can look at Canada's Trudeau, who has done blackface. Now, come on. But that seems to be no problem for them. But for Joe Rogan, of course, that's an issue. But anyway, keep free speech going. What's going on, Don Hasselhoff? Let's see. Let me try and keep up with what's going on in the chat. Hey, what's going on, old man? Thank you for joining. Everybody, make sure to go check out the Old Man's Podcast with Dana, Joe, and Eric Kirk every morning, the most consistent morning show here on Podbean and on WESN, the Epic Strategies Network. if you guys haven't remembered, we did a fun, well, can't say we, Holy Shift. Make sure to go to holyshift.com. Did a fundraiser for the old man to get him a special kind of glasses. And you guys reached the fundraiser, and now we're just waiting for the, I guess, the mailing and the big reveal for the old man. That way he can he can put him on camera, and we can see the The revelation. I hope there's a revelation. I hope it works. Just like he said in one of his episodes, I just don't want to have to wear it and be like, eh, you know, seems like it works. It kind of sounds like it would be like a Curb Your Enthusiasm moment for anybody that's seen that show. Anyway, all right, I'm flip flopping to different things. Okay, so moving back to the jabs. Now, I'm not here to badmouth anyone who has gotten it, who is thinking about getting it. At this point in time, I think those that have jumped to get it has gotten it, and that's it. There's no turning back. But I believe informed consent is important when you're making any decision. You're not going to jump and buy a house without finding everything you need to know about the house. Like, what if a house has, you know, some damage that you don't know about, and then you buy it and then you have to pay even more money to get it fixed? You know, I believe you need to know that, right? And for them to try and hide it from you, it's criminal. So, in my digging, like I said, you can find this on the description box below. I believe this was an interview of a doctor in Epoch Times, describing a big uprising in cancer on those that have gotten the jabs. Not only just cancer, but myocarditis and all that stuff. Here he is trying to explain, and I tried to clip out parts that is easy to understand, but most of the interview is a lot of, you know, some medical gobbledygook. So I just clipped things that that, you know, it's legible. Anyway, you know what I'm trying to say.
It's incredible.
That's not it. Here we go.
And we have receptors, these little puzzle pattern receptors. This locks with that, and they're called toll-like receptors, spelled just like a toll road. So toll receptors 7 and 8 are very important for signaling to say to your body, hey, you need to be awake and on to fight off this virus, that virus, that virus, that virus. So we have virus in our bodies all the time, but our immune system says, I'll keep you in check. You're not going to wake up. You can't infect me right now. We're revved. We know how to fight you off. There are also some toll-like receptors that are very important for talking to your innate immune system and your T cells, saying, hey, if you're in normal numbers, then we'll be revved up and we'll fight off those cancer cells. Well, in that Pfizer study by Dr. Fossa, they realized these receptors are dropped down and tuned out or tuned all the way off in some. And so the problem now becomes that signal you have to your soldiers. Now the soldiers are snoozing or drunk in the barracks and they can't even wake up. And now if you look at the data, you realize after the shots, there were tons of shingles outbreaks, tons of them. That was another pattern I saw in the lab as well. Well, that's because those toll-like receptors were downregulated. Same thing, I started seeing the uptick in cancers. Well, why is that? Because mechanistically, things that were always supposed to be on were unintentionally shut off. And in addition to that, we have other gene receptors to which the spike protein binds, the P53 tumor suppressor gene, the guardian of our genome. Dysregulation in that gene can also lead to cancer pathways. Well, we know part of the spike protein binds to that. The BRCA gene you hear about in breast cancers, same thing, it binds to that. So we know from a laboratory, nerdy, geeky point of view, the mechanisms. And so in the laboratory, I'm saying I'm seeing an uptick in cancers that I shouldn't be seeing, at rates I shouldn't be seeing, in age groups I shouldn't be seeing. And then I've talked to colleagues around the world, and they're starting to verify it. What we really need is when a scientist, you know, they just basically marginalize you and say, oh, that's, you know, out of the narrative, you know, don't look at that. My point of view is, if we have something novel and new, which they say the virus was, even though it was 80% not novel, because it was so similar to SARS-CoV-1, when something is novel and new, i.e. these gene injections to stimulate an immune response. That's novel and new. So we should take this approach of the French legal system, guilty until proven innocent.
Excuse me, I'm choking on my coffee.
Yes, yes, I'd be choking on my coffee as well. Yes. It's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy where you have something that's supposed to help, but it doesn't. And it's actually making it worse. Now, I know some people don't want to hear this, and I get it, but inside baseball in my area, I have someone close to the family, to me, that has had a scare or is having a scare at the moment due to the C word. And it is something that it didn't seem like it was, it seemed like it was revved up significantly fast around the same timeline. Now I don't know if it could be true, but if from this evidence, it could be possible that, and of course this individual is jabbed. So, and when it comes to the people that I surround myself with, people that are close to me, I get very protective and upset. So this is the reason why I try and put this information out, because it shouldn't be held down. It shouldn't be, put away, and people should know what they're getting into. If you want to take it, that's your decision, but know the risks. These are the risks that are going to come with it. So in terms of, let me see what's in the chat real quick. My kid's grandmother was in remission for 20 years until she got the V. Only 2 months after, spots have returned. And Dana Joe, that is the exact same thing that I'm going through right at the moment with someone that's close to me in my circle. Several people close to me in my circle. And that is exactly why I don't trust pharmaceutical companies. I don't trust these jabs. I will not, follow through with this. And people, and even if you've gotten it, I'm not here to hate on you or your decision. That's your decision. You made it. I'm not, but to have this type of thing forced on people, knowing what you know now, do you think that's right? I don't think that's right. I don't think that's correct. It's just going to cause more money to go back into their pockets with their so-called treatments that do nothing, and is going to make the person suffer more. Can you imagine being somebody that has been in remission for so long and then to come to find out like they're going to be going through this again, chemo? No. It's not right. And for them to be pushing this on children is criminal. And how these people are still blinded by, oh, we're just trying to protect. How are you trying to protect other people from children when they don't even, it's 99% chance they're going to survive it? It makes no sense. And speaking of suppressing information, now I came across, is it time for a commercial? it's time for a commercial. Hold that thought, guys. When we come back, we're going to talk about some other information being suppressed, especially when it comes to treating, the C word.
Fair use is hugely important.
Hey, come here. Listen. Get close. Can you hear me? Are you wearing your mask? Did you get your vaccine? Damn.
Hey, listen, you. Not listening to Ralph Wayne podcast when he's live is something seriously wrong with you. You got to get yourself checked out. Go ask Dr. Fauci.
Are you looking for a company that provides welding services? You need to create a container home? Then look no further. Go check out HernandezMobileWelding.com. That's HernandezMobileWelding.com, a licensed and insured welding company that is located in the Florida area. Make sure to give them a call at 954-347-0071. That's 954-347-4071. They're based out of Florida for all your welding needs. That's 954-347-4071. Hernandez Mobile Welding.
Having conversations about society, one cup at a time. Coffee with RW. Pour yourself a cup and join us.
You know, I get kind of caught up in things that I think is important, right? Sure, you get caught up on TikTok with the booty shaking, and I'm sorry, I'm a guy, and the trending little dances. But I do look at TikTok for people spreading information that, you know, that don't see the light of day sometimes. And one of the things that I found was several people stating that if you go to the NIH website, this is where Senor Fauci, you know, works. You know what Senor Fauci thinks about you guys?
I love coffee.
That's not it.
What a moron.
There you go. That's more like it. That's what he thinks about us. But Senor Fauci runs the NIH. And on the NIH website, several TikTokers said that if you type in ivermectin and cancer, then you're going to be blown away by the results that you get. Now, of course, I did it. Of course, I'm going to do it. And of course, I posted what I found on my TikTok. You can follow my TikTok, WESN station on TikTok. The link is in the description. And several articles there. You heard the same thing, right, Dana Joe? Yeah. Ivermectin is going to be used, or has been used, and is the possibility to be used as a form of treatment for the cancer. Not only does it help COVID, and they're trying to suppress that, but it also helps with cancer. Now, I was trying to look for a clip so that somebody that's more qualified than me can explain it. And I was only able to find this one individual who, of course, is a veterinarian. Go figure. He's a veterinarian. And I'm sorry for the sound quality, but whenever he recorded it, it was bad quality. But he's going to go into detail about ivermectin being used for cancer. Now, before you say, oh, but these animals, there's a lot of human drugs that are being given to animals and vice versa. Come on. Grow up. Okay. So I have to see if I can find it. Is it this one?
Sure enough, it's actually been studied.
Here we go. This is a veterinarian. I don't know. He looked qualified. He had a robe and everything. Who knows? Everything in the description box below if you want to see it. But here we go, him explaining ivermectin and cancer treatments. He's going to say that people were telling him the same thing about ivermectin and cancer.
Sure enough, it's actually been studied, and many of these scientists are considering a real legitimate new treatment for cancer. The paper is titled Ivermectin, a Potential Anti-Cancer Drug Derived from an Antiparasitic Drug. Ivermectin, it's long been used in veterinary medicine as a very safe and very effective antiparasitic drug. You know, I remember growing up on the farm, I mean, that was just a few years ago, and what did we use to deworm our sheep? We used Ivermectin Drench. It's being studied and used for people for scabies, river blindness, even being used for lice. Recently, it's been reported that ivermectin has been reported to inhibit multiple tumor cells by the regulation of multiple signaling pathways. Because of that, the authors state that ivermectin may be an anti-cancer drug with great potential. Here are four key highlights from the paper. One, they found that ivermectin effectively suppresses the growth and spread of cancer cells, promotes cancer cell death, and is non-toxic to healthy cells. And number two, they found that ivermectin shows excellent efficacy against chemotherapy-resistant cancer cells. And number three, they found that the ivermectin, it can be combined with the chemotherapy, showing to even be more beneficial and effective against fighting some of these cancers. And number four, they were able to isolate how ivermectin is actually working against these cancer cells. It's affecting a thing called PAK1 kinase. And that is specifically how the ivermectin, it regulates the multiple signaling pathways. So does this mean there's like a now another new anti-cancer drug, you know, potentially effective for dogs and cats? I'm not going to speak to people, but you know, it seems like it. If any of my animals were to have cancer, I'll tell you, I'm pretty open to trying a whole array of different alternative options. You know, knock on wood, you know, if I were to get some nasty, you know, cancer, darn right, I'd be trying some of these alternative options.
See, if I had it, I mean, I'll want to try everything. Throw the kitchen sink at me, just like Joe Rogan says. And of course, all of the treatments that he's taken, and now he's being classified as a misinformationalist, right? Is that even the right word? I don't know. But these are the things that people need to talk about. There needs to be an open dialogue about this. When you have information about a possible treatment of things that work, then just the fact that you're suppressing it only says one thing. That you want people to get sick, or you want people to pass away. And I don't know where you're from, but over here, that's criminal. Right? Hippocratic oath and all that. Not to mention that hospitals are incentivized for the certain treatments that they are allowed to give patients. And of course, what happens when they pass on? They're given a big cold check. But anyway, I guess that's one of the things that we can agree on about how capitalism works here in the United States. That I don't agree with. There needs to be a line. There needs to be a line. So speaking of, let's see what else I have here. Let's see what this clip is. Pardon me.
This is Dr. Peter.
Here is American Frontline Doctors. If you want to get a good source of information, go to American Frontline Doctors. I think it's .org. But there you can find treatments for people who have, pre-COVID, hospitalized COVID, what protocol the hospitals should follow if you are taken to the hospital, and legal resources that you can look at. So go to AmericanFrontlineDoctors.com. But here is a clip from their latest news feed talking about Japan. Now, if Japan can get this right, why can't we? Makes you wonder.
This is Dr. Peter St-Pierre with America's Frontline Doctors, bringing you today's Frontline Flash. So interestingly enough, Japan has decided to drop all its mandates. It condemns the coercion of vaccine mandates. They will not administer any vaccines without proper informed consent. That's one of the things they want to focus on. Number two, they condemn anyone who is forcing people around them to get vaccinated or discriminating against people who are not vaccinated. They also acknowledge the risk of myocarditis and other potential side effects. Now, the World Council for Health commends Japan for making this decision, and they have long opposed the continued administration of these experimental shots, and they call for them to stop. Now, the FDA knows all this. yet we continue to mandate shots that we know don't stop infection, don't stop transmission, don't stop death or hospitalization. And there is a 99.5% complete recovery for people under the age of 50 if they get COVID. Furthermore, the death rate right now from these shots is 65 times higher than it was in 1976 when the government was pursuing the swine flu vaccine campaign. So the question is, why aren't we not following what Japan's doing, which is sensible and reasonable?
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. Anybody want the truth?
And start saving people's lives. The real news of right now continues on the next Frontline Flash.
I'm making coffee. Anybody want coffee? I'm making coffee. I'm having a cup of coffee. Does anybody want coffee? Because I'm having a cup of coffee.
Yes, sir. Yes. Yes. I think I need a double after all that information. Give me a shot of espresso, a Cuban coffee, please, with some regular old coffee. But yes, this is what boggles my mind. Now, I do want to mention that I believe in New Jersey. Shout out to Jersey, my home state. They're lifting their mask mandates, I believe, in a couple of weeks in New Jersey for children, and I believe across the whole state. So shout out to Jersey for that. And of course, I think in New York, I'm not sure about New York. I think they're a little finicky in New York. Thank you, Don Hasselhoff. I appreciate that. Effective March. Yes, Brina says. Did someone say coffee? Yes, sir. There you go, old man. And for you too, Dana Joe, and everybody in the chat, have a cup of coffee on me. Thank you very much. Yes, effective March, New Jersey's mask mandates are going to be lifted. So at least for the children's sake, good for you guys. Now, if you guys feel like you need it, go for it. That's fine. I've kind of, last time I went to Jersey, I didn't have to, but I wore it anyway just to be safe. It seemed like every time I went to Jersey, I would get sick. So I just took a little extra precaution, but it shouldn't be given to children. I don't think it's needed, but good for you, Jersey, for lifting the mandates. Congratulations. Of course, this guy that you have. Anyway, elections are coming up, guys, so make sure to be on your grind when it comes to the elections, and be informed about who you are electing. A lot of hypocrites out there and a lot of people that like to lie. Come on, in politics, that never happens. Okay, let's see what else I have here.
Good morning, everybody. Oh. Did you know if you replace your morning cup of coffee with a nice hot cup of green tea that you can lose up to 87% of the little joy you have left in this life?
Yes. Yes. Don't ever remove. Can you imagine if there was a mandate for not drinking coffee? I think we would have more than just truckers out in the streets right now in the United States. I'm not even going to go there. But yeah, here we go. Let's see what else I have here. What is this? Oh, I didn't even. Why do I have a clip of nothing?
This is Dr. Peterson Pierre with.
No, I already played that.
What's the difference of this?
Okay, I guess we can move away from the jab and we can talk about money. Everybody's heard about the Great Reset, for anybody that's into conspiracy theories and stuff like that. But there's one thing there's certain things that are tangible, like you can, then there's certain things that is untangible, that's like out there. Now, of course, Klaus Schwab is the guy who runs the World Economic Forum, wrote books about you know, combining the human body with technology and all that stuff. That's for another episode. The thing that I want to focus on is about the financial reset across the board in the world, which is going to happen, I think. And it's fairly the reason why there's so much unrest and supply chain, I feel, and money printing going on. So I'm going to be playing, I'm playing several clips, kind of discussing how at least the tangible parts about money. So this is a gentleman, of course, all the clips are in the description box below, talking about the Great Reset or the, you know, money and what certain superpowers think about it, you know, like Russia, China.
What's happening is that Russia is opposed to the Great Reset because the Great Reset is a policy based on taking away national sovereignty. The whole idea, as it was drafted by people like Larry Fink of BlackRock, Mark Carney, the former director of the Bank of England, Klaus Schwab, Prince Charles, the whole idea of the Great Reset is take away from governments the power to invest in their own economy. And the reason they're trying to do that is because there's such a huge debt overload on the whole world. You know, the world is drowning in debt. The biggest banks are holding trillions of dollars of worthless financial instruments. And they're trying to figure out how to keep the situation going with liquidity. But that's what's triggering inflation. And so they move to the next phase. The Great Reset basically says that central banks will take over not only currency and credit policy, monetary policy, but also spending policy, fiscal policy. In other words, the central banks, who are really arms of the biggest private banks and financial institutions, are going to be given the power that used to be in the hands of elected legislatures.
It's a banker's dictatorship, as you talked about before.
Yeah, a
central banker's dictatorship.
Yeah.
And Putin is like, hell no, this is not, we should all be hell no, this is not what we want. So Putin's fighting it. And so it's just convenient to go after Putin. Because they're going after China, they're going after Putin, they're going after all sorts of, but it's convenient is what you're saying.
Well, it's not just convenient, it's essential for them because you saw what happened at the COP26 conference in Glasgow. The attempt, the Great Reset is directly connected with the Green New Deal. The idea that we're going to hollow out manufacturing, we're going to shut down energy efficiency, we're going to stop investing in advanced technologies. And we're going to turn the whole world basically into something that looks like sub-Saharan Africa.
So it gives you a little insight on where people's thoughts lie. And it's kind of like you kind of see it happening if you really pay attention. Every country is going through the same thing. It seems like every country's own national law that they were founded on are being taken away and stripped in order to make a more global collectivism in terms of money distribution, in terms of services, you know, things like that. Now, this is a, to go along with the banking thing, this is a former, now for anybody that doesn't know, and I'm not too familiar with it. This investment corporation called BlackRock owns pretty much everything in the world. It's an investment company that controls media, controls real estate, controls banks. So if you really want to attack somebody or something through all this, you can go after BlackRock. And which one thing that kind of puzzles me is that since they control media, but yet you have different media corporations allowed, at least certain voices, not all, to push certain narratives or the opposing narrative, right? So like people talking about misinformation, jab, suppression information, but yet you have people like Fox and Tucker Carlson allowed to put out the information that goes against it. So like it's kind of iffy in that sense where they have so much control, but yet they're allowing these two opposing narratives to continue so that it insists to divide in people. So I just found that very interesting. But if you really want to throw your anger at somebody, throw it at BlackRock. Now, this is a former administrator at BlackRock talking about the financial system and banks.
The global debt bubble is at its peak, and it's becoming apparent, given what's going on across the globe, that we're at the end. And due to that fact, we're going to see lots of crazy things in the financial markets. I think we're going to see the credit markets become unhinged, the equity markets become unhinged. You know, the Fed got a reprieve from COVID when they were able to, you know, the cover of COVID, print 65% more money to keep this thing afloat. But we're at the end days here. And a lot of what you're seeing in the response from global governments is what I believe is setting up a system to, you know, under the guise of medical tyranny, to prevent the riots that are going to ensue once this thing all unwinds. That's my personal belief. And I watch what people do, know what they say. The global debt.
So thank you, old man. Everybody, make sure to check out the old man this podcast with Dana Joe and Eric Kirk later on. Now, he's even saying it with things are reaching its end now. Now, I don't know if it means that everything that they wanted to do is happening, or meaning the big crash in terms of the stock market and national money is going to be thrown out. I don't know. A lot of people are talking about crypto going under, but I can't see that happening because there's a lot of big companies already investing a lot in cryptocurrency now. So I'm going to be holding off on some of my crypto now, and we'll see what happens. Hey, Jack, how are you? If you're new here, hit that follow button. And if you're listening to this podcast, wherever you get your podcast, please leave us a review and share. That way we can reach more audiences. So that's just a little understanding of, you know, I feel like there's several layers of information, right? It's the information you're given when you're not paying attention to like the news. And then there's another layer of what's really going on when you are paying attention to what certain narratives are given. And then behind that, that's when you get the truth, which is what's the backdoor dealings happening after that. So it's quite interesting on what people need to pay attention to. So I think, hey, Aria, how are you? So I think I just want to say I made some little connections on TikTok to let you guys know. With some other people that have similar thoughts, and I'm going to be doing an interview with them hopefully this week, and we'll see what information they can bring to the table, and be on the lookout for that. And I'm going to reach out to them on TikTok and see what we can talk about. And make sure to go check out the my internet radio station, WESN, the Epic Strategies Network, on your Google Play Store and your Apple Store. And you can even ask your Alexa, start WESN Live. And there you go. You can tune into the station as well. I want to say thank you, everybody, for joining me. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you for hanging out for this coffee in the morning or in the afternoon, wherever you're drinking your coffee. And I hope you guys stay good. Keep your head up. Good days are coming, at least warmer days. It's pretty cold over here, but stay humble, stay hungry, and you'll always be blessed. Take care. Peace.
I'm choking on the coffee.
Hey, does anybody want a coffee? Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pot of coffee. Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee? Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee?
Having conversations about society, one cup at a time. Coffee with R.W.
Un cafecito.
Pour yourself a cup and join us.
Es un cafecito. And he's like, okay.